Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to our presentation of the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ radio show entitled, Let the Truth Be Told. We first give honor to God the Father, Abba Noah, and to God the Son, the Almighty Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we would also like to thank them for giving us the Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest, Tazadakia, the God-sent Comforter, for teaching us all things and bringing back these things to our remembrance, remembering him according to his holy word. The Almighty God, let the truth be taught again at the time that we are living in. I'm your host, 13th Shield General Kazat Pawa'au, and today's teacher for the show is Captain of 13,000, Sha'ar Gupun. Shalom, sir. How are you?
Shalom, sir. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well. Glad to have you today.
Likewise.
And the reader for today's class is Officer of 100, Amathia. Shalom, sir.
Shalom, sir.
How are you today?
I'm too well, sir.
It's a pleasure to have you. Thank God for the both of you. Today's topic of today's class is Captain 13,000 Sha'ar Gupun. Would you like to share that, sir?
Yes, sir. Today's topic is God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Oh, that's interesting.
Coming from the Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Tazadakia, God's in comfort of DVD, now is the judgment of this world.
Oh, wow. So you're going to be touching on that God, the Almighty Jesus Christ, has not given us the spirit of the spirit of fear. Wow, would you like to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes, sir. The thing is that Satan, the enemy, is pushing fear, okay? Mm-hmm. He wants people, mainly the Israelites, God's chosen people, to be pushed into worshiping him. And he does that through fear, through depression, and through emotional distress.
Oh, okay. So I think the last time we spoke, we were touching on what spirit was, and it's an unseen force pushing you to do
right.
Something. Am I correct?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. So as your topic is saying, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Your class is going to kind of go into that and break that down and give us more understanding through the word of the Lord our God, the Almighty Jesus Christ, about the spirit of fear, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. So without further ado, we're just going to let you get right into your class. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Likewise. So we're going to first start with the book of 2 Timothy, the first chapter, which is where the actual topic of this show is coming from. Second Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. And you can read that, sir.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear.
Read.
But of power and of love and of a sound mind.
So God did not give us the spirit of fear, but what he did give us is the spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. So we're going to also touch on those as well. But the spirit of fear, again, is something that Satan is pushing. Satan is pushing fear. He's pushing emotional distress. He's pushing these things on the nation of Israel to keep our minds off of what it's supposed to be on, which is the goal, which is making it back to Jesus Christ, to meet up and to live with our King, Lord, and Savior and our God. So God didn't raise us to be afraid. He didn't raise us to run from a fight, because that's exactly what Satan is doing. He's fighting against us. Okay, so with the confidence that we have, knowing that God is backing us up, the almighty power, knowing that fear is unacceptable, okay? When you go into the scriptures, you find out that when there was wartime, when people were fearful, they were sent home. Okay, because fear can be fear is contagious,
wow.
And that fear spreads. So even during a time of war, if a man was fearful, he was sent home. He wasn't allowed to go out to war, because the Lord didn't want that fear to spread throughout the rest of the men. So Satan is pushing fear. He's trying to achieve the goal of having people scared into worshiping him. And he wants to do that through fear, okay? But like the scripture says, the Lord did not give us the spirit of fear. He gave us the spirit of power and of a sound mind. Now, a sound mind is when you're not affected by certain things that's meant to terrify you or to scare you or to make you afraid, okay? When you're not moved by things that would be otherwise fearful. In order for the world to come to an end, Satan has got to come with great wrath, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's bringing tribulation and all types of turmoil on the nation of Israel.
Okay. Well, what type of great wrath is he coming with to kind of clarify for the people so they cannot be ignorant to the things that he's doing?
Well, there's a lot of things going on with the government coming down on the nation of Israel, so-called Blacks, Hispanics, North American Indians. You see, they got these people called ICE that's snatching up Northern Kingdoms, which is the Hispanic tribes, and locking them up, putting them into prison camps. You have all types of wars and rumors of wars and threats and terrorism. You got financial things, such as people having financial issues and having to turn to the powers that be in order to get some type of funding to help their living situations, and they've been scared into doing things, which is ushering in what's known, according to the Bible, as the mark of the beast, which is a part of Satan's plan as well, to get people to worship him, just so that they'll be able to survive in this world.
Oh, okay. The water, sir. That's very interesting.
Yes, sir. So that's not God's plan. God's plan is for us to have faith in him and have belief in him and to go through, because you're going to have to go through. The Bible also tells you that through much tribulation must we enter into the kingdom of heaven. So we're going to go through the tribulation, but according to the Bible, we actually make it through that tribulation, through that storm. And we have to believe God through that tribulation. The only way that we're not going to be able to survive the tribulation by being scared. We're not going to be able to survive it by being traitors and turning to the other side and going against God. That's not going to save us. You look at what happened with Judas in the Bible. He didn't survive. He turned into a traitor, and he actually did not survive. So that's an example. That's not going to save us. What's going to save us is standing up for the truth and standing up for God and speaking the truth, okay? As the Holy God sent comfort, the Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest, as the doctor put it, we have to walk the walk and talk the talk and not be just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. And that's what's going to help us to survive. That's what's going to keep us alive in this time that Satan is bringing his great wrath.
Oh, okay. Definitely. Okay.
Yes, sir. So on that note, what's happening is we have to speak up for the truth no matter what threats come, no matter what consequences we may be facing. We still have to continue to speak the truth through all of the threats and all of the danger that's going to be put, that we're going to be facing because of us speaking the truth. So the time is now for us to speak the truth. Like the scripture says, we're going to go to Ecclesiastes in the Bible, chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and start at verse 1.
To everything, there is a season
To everything, there is a season and a time. So now is the time for us to speak. Okay, read on.
And a time to every purpose under the heaven.
Okay, now jump down to verse 7.
A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak.
Right. So the scripture says there's a time to keep silent, and then there's a time to speak. When is that time to speak? When nobody wants you to speak. That's the time to speak. When everybody's trying to make you keep quiet about speaking the word of God, and when everybody wants you to keep quiet about revealing the things that's going on with the rulers of the darkness of this world. And that's what they want to do, is shut us up, because we'll go out into the streets and on the radio airwaves and on the television and teach people exactly according to the word of God what these people have planned for us. But God is telling us that to not be fearful of that, not be fearful of them trying to shut us up, but continue to speak, thus saith the Lord, even when there's consequences or even when there may be a threat, even on your life. Okay? So that time to speak is right now. Next scripture is Philippians chapter 1. Another thing is that this is a horrible, miserable place that we're living in, but we can't let that get us down and depressed to the point that we're being useless. We have to be used by God. And that's our purpose, is for us to go out and do the work that the Lord has established for us to do without being afraid of what the consequences might be. So we can't let this fear get to us to the point where God is not using us, or we're not allowing God to use us. Okay? So Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27.
Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ.
So what this is telling us is that when we speak, we're not speaking our own words, but we go out and we speak the words of God, the words of the Bible. Read that again, sir.
Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ.
So that's what we go out and what we speak is the word of God. Thus saith the Lord God, we speak the prophecies that's in the Bible. We speak the words of God, and we're not going out there speaking our own mind and our own words. Read.
That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs.
Read.
That you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel.
Okay, so with one mind and one spirit, we're going out and we're speaking the same things that's in the Bible, okay? And again, that is a commandment by God, that we all speak the same thing. We're not going out and trying to cater to what somebody might want to hear or curve in the word of God, but we speak it straight, like the Holy God Saint Comforter said, shoot straight from the hip. You might have heard that during the time of cowboys. You know, when you got shot, you knew exactly where the bullet was coming. There wasn't no shooting people in the back, right? But we shoot straight from the hip, and we speak, thus saith the Lord, just like the Bible tells us to.
Yeah, that's an interesting analogy, you know. Like, straight from the hip. I mean, the word is coming straight to you. We're not sugarcoating it. We're not watering it down. You know where it's coming from. It's coming from the word of our Lord and Savior, the Almighty Jesus Christ.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. That's definitely, that's a good point, sir.
Yes, sir. And what we're speaking against Babylon, this evil, wicked kingdom, which is ran by some very evil, monstrous people. And we have no clue. A lot of us have no clue, especially our brothers and sisters that's in the world that don't have the knowledge of God. They don't have a clue as to what these people have planned for us. And again, as the scripture says, if God doesn't cut the time short, there's not going to be even any flesh to save. Meaning these people will destroy all of us completely if God don't cut the time short. Okay, so their plan is to completely eradicate us off the planet Earth. So God said to prophesy against this kingdom, and they have a problem with us because they tell us, or they believe that we know too much. And only in the wicked kingdom will you get persecuted for knowing too much. Okay? And what we know is what they have planned, and we go out and we reveal their plans and their secrets and talk about their plans according to the scriptures. And as a result, they want to come against us. They want to persecute us. And as the scriptures say, some of us might even be killed. But God is telling us that he didn't give us the spirit of fear, that we're going to go out here and speak these words until they come to pass. Okay? So read Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27 again.
Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs.
Read.
That ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Verse 28, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries.
Okay, so that point right there, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries. You're not supposed to be afraid of the enemy, the enemies of God, which are listed in Psalms, the 83rd chapter, and we're going to go there in a second. But the enemies of God are all confederate against us, the Israelites. But God is telling us to not be afraid of our adversaries. Okay? He's saying don't be suckers. Don't be traitors. Okay? Don't bow down to the image of the devil in order to save yourself or to save your life. But stand up for the word of God and continue to speak against the evil that's in this world. Continue to speak out and reveal all of these plans that they have planned for the nation of Israel and for this to bring our people in subjection and to worship, ultimately worship Satan. Okay, read on.
Which to them is an evident token of perdition.
Okay, but so when this is what scares them. And now we're seeing exactly why they're coming at us is because they're actually the ones that are scared. Us going out and speaking the words of God, the nation of Israel, knowing who we are, knowing that we're the children of God, that we're God's chosen people, all of these things, when they see us out and doing the things that's prophesied to happen in the Bible, they actually know for a fact that we are the evidence that they're going to be destroyed and go to hell. Okay? When they see us, they know they're going to hell. That's how the word of God ends. So if the things that's leading up to them going to hell they see happening, they know for a fact that it's going to end with them in perdition. Okay? And again, them is referring to those people that's found in Psalms, the 83rd chapter. I'm going to go there real quick as a precept. Psalms chapter 83 and verse 1.
Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult.
Okay, so he's talking about the enemies, the adversaries, okay? Read.
And they that hate thee have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones.
Okay, so this is letting us know that there is a confederacy of all the other nations on the planet Earth, besides the nation of Israel, that are set up to actually keep us in subjection and to have us ultimately submit to the mark of the beast and worshiping Satan. That's their plan, okay, along with the destruction of the nation of Israel. And they've had us in captivity and under subjection for all the time that we've been over here in the Babylon the Great, which is the United States of America. Okay, read on.
They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance.
And this is what their plan has been, and this is what their plan is, to completely eradicate the name of the nation of Israel and the existence of the nation of Israel from off the planet Earth. And they have somewhat succeeded up until 1969 in keeping the Israelites in subjection and keeping the Israelites from knowing that they were Israelites. But through the Spirit of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and God the Father, we have found out, just like the prophecies say in the book of Malachi, that we would find out that we was the Israelites, so-called Blacks, Hispanics, and North American Indians. And then all of the things coming forth after that, leading up to the second coming of our King, Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ. So all these things are taking place as we speak, okay, including the fact that we're teaching the word of God, knowing that we are Israelites, okay? So read on.
Verse 5, for they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee, the tabernacles of Edom.
So now it's going to get a list of who these people are. The first is Edom, which is today known as the so-called white people, the white race on the planet Earth. Read.
And the Ishmaelites.
And the Ishmaelites, which are today known as the Arabs. Read.
Of Moab.
Moab
is the Hagarenes.
Okay, read.
And the Hagarenes, Abel, and Ammon, and Amalek.
Okay, so Amalek, Amalek is actually today known as the people that's calling themselves Israelis or Jewish people, which are actually Edomites, but they are a specific group of the Edomites that are listed here. But these people listed are all the enemies of the nation of Israel and the enemies of God, and they're the ones that's confederate to try to keep us or to keep us in captivity and keep us worshiping Satan, so that God would not be with us, but against us.
And when you actually think about it, I didn't mean to interject, but when you actually think about it, the neighborhoods and cities and towns that the so-called Negroes, Hispanics, and Native Americans are living in, these are the same people that are in our neighborhoods selling us goods and supplies. The corner stores, the Israelis, the corner stores, the so-called Arabs, they're running them. The beauty stores, the so-called Chinese, they're running them. The people that are behind the policies and lawyers and stuff, they're the so-called Jewish people. So, you know, the Bible is beautiful in how it's written, how it gives us understanding on who people are and who they are today, so that way it can all come back and be relative again. That's amazing. But these are the enemies of God, as you state now.
Yes, sir. These are the enemies of God. And these people are all in one consent, as the scripture says, and their goal is to keep us in captivity and keep us from worshiping our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and God the Father the way that we're supposed to. Okay, there's a lot of similarities on how things are going on in the land of Egypt, how we had to get out of there, and we were able to start worshiping God the way that we were supposed to once we got out of Egypt. And the Lord is going to deliver us from this place, which he also calls spiritual Egypt. Okay, so it really is beautiful how you get to see these things come to pass. Okay, we're going to continue in the Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, in the Apocrypha. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, and start at verse 1.
Then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness before the face of such.
Okay,
as
so speaking about the spirit of fear, okay, the Bible tells you that the righteous man is going to stand in great boldness. Why? Because knowing that God did not give us the spirit of fear, we don't have anything to be afraid of, okay? It says, then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness as a lion. Okay, the righteous is as bold as a lion, but the wicked fleeth when no man pursues. So when you're righteous, you should be able to stand up knowing that God has your back, knowing that God is on your side. Read on.
And made no account of his labors.
Read.
When they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear.
Okay, so and now what this is going into is the fact that these powers that be, these nations, these rulers of the darkness of this world, they are actually the ones that are afraid. And we make no account of their labor. What their labor is when they try to make themselves appear to be stand-up citizens or good people. They want to be Rambo. They want to be Rocky. They want to be Steel Team 6. They want to be all of the superheroes. They make us, they constantly show us these images because they want us to think highly of them. But we make no account of their labor, because we believe the word of God, and what the word of God says about them is that they are evil and that they are wicked. Okay? So read that again from the top, verse 1.
Then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness before the face of such as have afflicted him.
Face
and made no
that has afflicted him, talking about those that's listed in the book of Psalms, the 83rd chapter. Those are the ones that have afflicted the nation of Israel. Okay, read.
And made no account of his labors. Verse 2. When they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear.
Terrible fear. So they're the ones that's actually afraid. When they see the nation of Israel returning, when they see us starting to keep the high holy days of God, when they see us lined up, keeping the Sabbath service, when they see us having events, different national events and things of that nature that we have, and they see the great numbers of the nation of Israel, okay, they are the ones that's actually fearful, because they see that these prophecies are coming to pass, even though they've been doing everything in their power to stop it from happening. So they're very afraid, because they know that ultimate end is perdition, which is hell. Okay, read.
And shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation.
And shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation. So when they see, after all they put us through, after all the exhausting efforts that they put forth to keep us in captivity, to keep us from worshiping God, and to keep us under Satan's rulership, when they see how miraculous our salvation is, it's going to blow their mind. So read that part again. Read that part again.
Okay, yes, sir. When they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear, and
read.
Shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation.
Shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation. Read on.
So far beyond all that they looked for.
Okay, so they're going to get what they was not expecting. They're not going to expect what they're going to get when they see our King, Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ, come and deliver us from this evil and wicked place. They're going to be astonished, okay, to see after all of the exhausting efforts that they put out that we still are going to be saved and brought out of this place, and that the wicked is going to be actually taken out of rulership, and this earth is going to be taken back by the Israelites and Jesus Christ.
Oh, see. So, sir, we kind of getting close to time, but recapping on the topic, beginning with it, the Lord did not give us the spirit of fear, meaning our Lord and Savior, Almighty Jesus Christ. He didn't give us that spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of power and of a sound mind, which allows us to be able to speak the truth no matter what the circumstances are, even up to the point of death.
Right.
And then there is a time to speak these things, and that the time that we're living in now, against all the injustices, all the evil, all the wickedness that's going on in the world, and now is the time that we should be speaking these things, standing up for the word of God and speaking the truth in its purest form, which is the word of the Almighty God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's
and we're not supposed to be afraid of the enemies that are going to come against us, because we understand that the enemies, the ones that you were speaking of in Psalms chapter 83, they don't want us speaking these words, because when we begin to speak these words and we begin to speak these words with truth and power, they are the ones that are revealing who is afraid. So rather than us being afraid, which is the plans and the tactics that they've always been trying to put us under and keep us under, they're the ones that's really going to be afraid, because what, like he was explaining to us, the Lord our God didn't give us that spirit. We don't have to be afraid, because we had the words of God to stand on and lean on and believe in.
Yes, sir.
So definitely it's a beautiful class, and the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you were bringing out is exquisite. At this time, I would also like to endorse the company's website, and that is www.thecomforter.info. And also, truth at icgjcmd.org. These are websites that you can reach to get more understanding according to the Word of God. Again, I would like to thank the teacher for today's class, Captain the 13,000, Shah Gapun. And I would also like to thank the reader for today's class and show, Officer 100, Mafia. I appreciate you greatly. Thank you again for your time, and praise the Most High in Christ for a beautiful class. Are there any parting words you'd like to share, Captain of 13,000?
Yes, sir. I just want to thank God the Father and God the Son, Almighty Jesus Christ, and the Holy God, Saint Comforter, the Holy Apostle, and Chief High Priest Tazadakia for the truth and for the understanding of God's word. I also want to thank them for the opportunity to be a part of this radio show. And thank you for having us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Would you like to share anything, Officer 100 Mafia?
Thanks, sir. I'd just like to say praise God the Father and God the Son, Almighty Jesus Christ. And thank you for having me, sir.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you both. Tune in again next week at 3 p.m. for the next installment of Blog Talk Radio's The Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ radio show entitled Let the Truth Be Told. Thank you and have a good day. Shalom.